Now, as we offer our love and gratitude to the beloved God of gold and the angels of the golden flame who minister to the people of earth from the physical sun, we send our love, our gratitude, and our eternal blessing to all who direct that marvelous blessing to life everywhere. May the violet flaming cosmic Christ control of all in this system of worlds be drawn around, in and around those under this radiation, to hold forever purified and protected everything we attempt to accomplish in the great fulfillment of the divine plan that must and will manifest for the purification and freedom of all. We offer our love to the blessed God of gold and all the beings who bring the marvelous blessings of all that is of gold to the earth. Beloved of my heart, I trust I may make you feel tonight the peace that comes within the golden ray and golden flame, which it is my privilege to direct and to draw within the structure of earth and to draw into outer manifestation for the blessing of life everywhere. And I would like you to understand that the color of the sacred fire that plays through the brain structure of the physical body is gold. It is the color of the mind when the mind is purified. It is the color from the heart of creation that abides within the heart of every human being. For the sacred fire of life itself within the atomic structure of the physical body blazes ever a golden sun presence whose radiation pours forth the healing love of eternal peace. And so tonight, in drawing this to your attention, we are increasing the substance of that gold which must be intensified within the structure of the earth, because gold grows in the structure of earth as plants grow upon the surface of the earth. And now, may you understand how ready and willing your own beloved I Am presence and the ascended host are at all times to bring into your outer use whatever substance will purify and maintain purity, will protect and forever illumine, to bless without limit all life everywhere. The great presence of life, the beloved I Am and the ascended host, will not withhold one thing that is of good from unascended mankind if individuals would but keep the door open by continued harmony to allow the natural flow of all these blessings to flood your beings and worlds without limit, so you would never know limitation again. But since the discord has been created, we are privileged to continue to intensify and expand again and again and again the great gifts that have been placed in this world for the blessing of life. And now let me explain to you what takes place in the powers of nature. We must continually replace by expansion and addition to the elements already in the structure of the crust of the earth, we must continually replace those blessings and activities because mankind uses them up. In other words, the discord of mankind wears out the crust of the earth like you wear out garments, or would wear it out if it were not for our continual supply and ever-expanding activity of all that has been placed in the crust of the earth to produce manifestations that fulfill the divine plan. And now, since you are authority to demand this purifying power and substance into yourselves and into your world, it will be my privilege to draw the golden flame as a sun presence in and around you to sustain and expand and protect all that is of love and peace, illumination, and the directing intelligence that your mighty I Am presence must have in your outer self, if it is to fulfill in the manifested world around you the divine plan that brings happiness to all. And now, since certain channels of the destructive forces have sought to withdraw from America the substance of gold, withhold it from the people that the hordes of evil may desecrate this nation, since those unfortunate channels of evil have sought to remove that which sustains peace through your cause, we are privileged to replace and draw within this nation a sun presence, not only of the golden flame of our love and peace and power of purity, our love and protecting intelligence, but we are also privileged to draw within this nation at the inner level, which those evil forces cannot control, certain substance of gold into the atmosphere of Earth, into the waters of the planet, into the plant life of the planet, and into the mental and feeling world of mankind, to protect the love and the peace that enables the great divine plan to be fulfilled. So, blessed ones, since the sinister force has sought to remove the actual physical substance, since they are not masters of the inner activities of life, we are still their masters and always will be. And especially through the powers of nature and the forces of the elements. Evil forces are not wise, my dear ones. They are not intelligent. They may have a certain cunning and a certain stubborn selfishness which forces certain secrets from nature. But I tell you, they are not wise, else they would serve the constructive way of life. Now, since you must have protection, since you require healing, since you want peace, and since illumination must come to those who are seeking and holding to the constructive way of life, the cosmic law provides at the inner level many, many, many things, many blessings, but are yours as freely as the air you breathe, and with which all destructive forces on earth can never interfere and dare not touch. So if you will remember that once you were told by the mighty Saint Germain and others, I think several times it's been referred to, as the inner essence from the physical sun is sent forth to the atmosphere of earth and into the mental and feeling world of mankind. This inner essence has been spoken of as dripping sunshine. The medical world might call it vitamin D or several other things. But they know so little about it. When healing in the body takes place, they say, well, nature does it. And they have a very hazy idea of what nature is. But if you will learn to dwell within the sun presence of the heart's golden flame of eternal peace, and that means your heart, the heart of the system, the heart of the world, the heart of the central sun. If you will demand you be forever sealed within and dwell within the heart presence and the sun of its inner essence floods its substance in and around you and forever compels peace and boundless supply to you wherever you abide. I think you will have some of the most wonderful experiences you could ever desire. And every experience will bring you such illumination, such explanation, such happiness, such mastery, as no words will describe until you become that presence little by little, by your own use of this law. So it is my privilege to come into more outer, close association with you, if you care to draw this inner essence of the dripping sunshine from the physical sun into yourselves, into your world, into all things, to produce the peace that only love can give. This is the very essence of the sustaining love of the universe, and only love can give that peace. So, precious hearts, the marvelous blessings that are ever waiting to serve you, that are flooding everywhere that life flows, you are privileged to call into outer manifestation and your outer use by your recognition of the golden flame, the golden substance, and the golden inner essence of the physical sun and the great central sun. It is the healing magic of all centuries. People have sought the elixir of life. They've sought eternal youth and beauty, and all the time gone on destroying both, or trying to. But this, if you hold to it with a love and devotion that its peace will bring you, your own experiences will seem like magic to the outer world. And in this inner essence, and use of the sun presence, the heart presence of the golden flame from the physical sun and the great central sun. You will find within and around you, coming to your assistance, many of the blessings of the powers and nature and forces of the elements, and many of the blessings from our great octave of life. So, blessed ones, I'm sure you feel the peace tonight within the room. And if you will recognize or give your calls for the release of this inner essence, of the golden flame from the great central sun, and ask that it fill you and your world with all the blessings that physical sun can bestow. My loved ones, what the world calls miracles, would flood you with their blessings until there would not be room to receive those blessings poured forth. And if you will open the windows of your world, I will see that this inner essence of the golden flame from the great central sun is drawn to you through many channels in outer world activities that will surprise you with the blessings which they will bestow. And if you will give me the opportunity, I shall not be found wanting. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. I will not hold you long, but since so few people in the unascended state know of my presence or the service I rendered to this world, and since you have been told something of my existence, I am very willing and anxious, if I may use that term, with the power of love, which I am, to flood into your outer use some of the blessings that now will be very practical for you to have and very joyous for you to use. This inner essence of the golden flame from the great central sun has blessings beyond words to describe. And if you care to accept its mighty outpouring and you give it daily recognition, also call forth its healing blessing to life for its purification and its power of love, that great cosmic Christ love from the heart of the universe, is ever ready to open every door ahead of you into those constructive activities that are the fulfillment of a great divine plan. And you may become the healing presence wherever you abide. The healing essence may fill you with itself. And you, the presence of peace, may pour the love that will make the rest of mankind desire to be like you. So, beloved ones, angels of the golden flame will hover near you as you draw this into outer use. And I assure you They will protect and bless and ever carry forward your every heart's desire to free your fellow man from that which is not love. The world says pray for peace and spends everything to produce war. Do you not see how insane is the human idea of life? But since we are the balancing power from the physical sun, and since you do understand something of this law, we can offset that which has tortured life so long. And now, I trust you may be a sun presence of the power of peace by the golden essence, the inner essence of the golden flame from the physical sun. And if you will so remember yourselves as our ambassadors of the power of peace, wherever you abide, the love of peace will heal just as certainly as you send it forth. So, my beloved ones, I shall visit you more frequently in the future because your nation must have this inner essence of the golden flame to protect what is constructive and be the strength that enables your freedom to survive. So you are very necessary to the national defense of this land of freedom. So I did not come tonight just to give you the personal blessings of this inner essence. It is far-reaching, and the nation must have it to sustain the freedom and the fulfillment of the divine plan. So in your willingness to do this, as you serve the nation, will the happiness come within you of your own use of these greater powers. You have longed to use them, and now they are ready to serve you. And I hope I may be privileged to walk with you and talk with you and show you some of the marvelous wonders of my realm of life's service until your love and my love has purified enough for the nation to bring the peace that does expand for eternity. So, blessed ones, please feel when your physical body requires assistance. Stop and ask your beloved I Am presence, and call to me if you like, to fill you with the inner essence of the golden flame from the physical sun, and let it do its perfect work. Oh, it will take so much struggle away from you. You will feel so much better physically. And we need you to become as strong and powerful and harmonious as possible. And may every blessing of my realm and the substance which it is my privilege to create and to send forth into the structure of earth, may it pour its inner essence into you all until it becomes one day in your outer use, the fullness of all good things. Go forward, call this into your outer action, outer use, outer service, and feel its power to enable you to serve life, and in that service, set yourselves free. So my love will ever enfold you, go before you and hold protection by that power of the sacred fire from the physical sun, that is love supreme and is the cosmic Christ, control of this world and this system of worlds. May my legions that draw forth that inner essence attend you and be ever near you to supply every good thing as you move into action and call this inner essence into yourselves to be the perfection that brings peace everywhere through the love of the great beings who control this system of worlds. And your beloved I Am presence will be enabled to do through you that which it has waited centuries to do as you give service to your nation and the world. Thank you with all my heart for eternity. And you, beloved, blessed God of gold, thank you for your love to us tonight. May we be your healing presence. Now that inner essence of pure gold, the golden flame from the physical sun, and ever spread its blessings wherever we abide. And may it be the fullness of every good thing to all under this radiation for eternity. And wherever we abide, its presence compels peace forever. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such power, that inner essence, that its victorious, purifying love bring peace and healing and blessing and freedom to life everywhere forever. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever manifests your miracle mantle of love's mastery ever about us to be the fullness of all perfection for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty God of gold. And to all the great beings who direct that inner essence to the people of this world, we call to your own heart's flame to stand our guard, bring forth the power of that inner essence, and let its substance fill the outer self of each one with the perfection of the ascended masters for eternity. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compelling the unfed flame within our hearts to expand, become one, the sevenfold flame without, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the inner essence of that love and peace from the heart of the physical sun. Let it flood everywhere and put an end to evil forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have. And raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence, to the great Elohim of gold, the God and Goddess of gold, the angels and legions and great cosmic temple of gold. And to that inner essence, we offer our love and gratitude that we may be the magnet that draws it into outer activities until its one mighty stroke covers the earth with that dripping sunshine that has forever dissolved and consumed everything that is of distress. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those under this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all the original divine way without passing through the chains called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the sacred fires, inner essence from the physical sun, which we draw within ourselves and around us to forever compel perfection here to bless all. We thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its inner essence flood us all and fill us all with the love and peace of that inner blazing presence of the great central sun forever.